Welcome to Podcasts of Ravnica. I'm Greg Tito, host of Dragon Talk, the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast. You know, fans are excited for the first major product combining the lore of Magic the Gathering's Plane of Ravnica with D&D mechanics for fantasy role-playing in Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica. To celebrate the launch of Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica, we asked the D20 Dames podcast to recruit new members of the D&D and Magic Live Play community to create 10 one-shot stories, each focusing on a different guild in the sprawling city of Ravnica. Hopefully, by listening to these episodes, you get introduced to the possibilities of storytelling in Ravnica and maybe find one or two new podcasts to follow. To find out more about these groups and Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica, available in game stores now and everywhere, November 20th, head to dnd.wizards.com/ggtr or check out our live video programming on twitch.tv/dnd. Have fun listening to this episode of Podcast of Ravnica, brought to you by D20 Dames, with special guest Arnie Niekamp from Hello from the Magic Tavern, focusing on the austere Azorius Senate. Well, that sounds fun.
Listeners, this is Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. We're excited to present a very special episode of the podcast. In partnership with Wizards of the Coast and the release of the Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica, we invited 9 other podcast groups to write and run one-shot adventures set in this Magic the Gathering plane. Each group selected a guild to highlight in their adventure, and the Dames chose Azorius, who are essentially law enforcement on the sprawling city world. What we present to you in this special episode is a fantasy version of a police procedural with new characters and special guest, Arnie Niekamp from Hello from the Magic Tavern. So without further ado, the D20 Dames is proud to present The Park Job. The sun rises over Precinct 2 as merchants sweep the front stoops of their shops. In a local park, war veterans and criminals alike gather at weathered tables to play games of strategy. The statue of Agris Kos, a Boros Legion soldier in full regalia, towers over the players below. At one of the tables, a distinguished older woman nods off, eyes flickering with surprise when a shadow looms over her. She gazes up to meet the form of a Loxodon, a humanoid elephant, dressed in the uniform of a high-ranking Azorius arrester. She smiles. Commander Thrum, how good of you to come. So the day starts off as any other. As part of the Whitestone Force in the Lyiv Column, you make your way into Azorius Arrester Headquarters in Precinct 2. The early morning shift change has you passing colleagues in the hall who barely acknowledge your presence. You clock in, grab a warm beverage and pastry, and settle in for another day to prove your worth. Who arrives first?
I do. Except I don't have... Morella doesn't have keys to the room, so I'm standing awkwardly outside the door that appears to be locked. Maybe it's open, but I just got nervous and, like, I tried once and couldn't get it open, so I'm just standing here with my warm beverage, looking anxiously and excited, but also trying to be cool.
Can you describe what Morella looks like?
She is... kind of average human stature, a little pale. She doesn't get out much. Brown hair, has a set of glasses that she wears because she's always surrounded by dimly lit books. And she has on kind of a poorly fitting uniform for the second precinct.
All right. Who arrives next?
Vereen is pretty adamant about being on time, so she'll probably show up.
All right. Can you describe what Vereen looks like and what she does first thing when she gets in?
Sure. So Vereen is a Loxodon, so she is basically an elephant that walks on two legs, and she's got her like paladin garb on, and she'll see this probably somewhat unfamiliar human standing in the hall and sweep by, open the door, and get settled in to check what's going on.
Marilla's eyes just get really big, like, oh my gosh, it's a real paladin. Be cool. Be cool.
Are you still going to stand out in the hall there?
No, the door's being held open, so Marilla just kind of shuffles in quickly.
All right.
Flashes a smile at Vereen.
Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. In walks Grim Fifth Meal, who is a blue and white centaur. So sort of like pinto spotting all over, with wearing like a blue sort of like vest, like a billowy silver shirt, and like lots of fastenings and little dangly bits in her braids, and part of her tail is braided too. She is a precognitive mage at the precinct, and she leans over and touches Vereen's shoulder. Hello, yes, I think a croissant for you today.
Well, you would know.
Yes, thank you, Vereen. So good to see you. She goes to lounge on the Shea Lounge for centaurs.
Of which you are the only one.
Yeah, she had a man bring it in for her, so.
Speaking of Shays. Shay, the Vedalken cleric, rushes in minutes later, kind of like hurried, head down, pushing through some people, clearly late for whatever she was trying to be on time for, big bag of books over her shoulder. She's a Vedalken, so she has blue skin, light blue skin, but with very dark blue, long, straight hair that she has kind of pulled back super, super tight in a low bun. She basically beelines to her desk and drops her bags down. And as soon as she gets there, she takes a deep breath. She's been up a little late working on some side projects and turns very quickly, gives a big smile. Hello. Hi. Hello. Hi, everyone. Here. I'm here. Hello.
Morning. Yes, hi. We heard you the first time. Yes.
I was here. I wasn't here on time, but I was here. And that's, yeah, I'm here. Hi. Wait.
Hi.
Who are you?
This is new.
This is a new person here.
Hi. Yes. Marilla Rain. My hand is just like juts out. I'm your intern. I'm here from the Sova column.
I didn't hear about an intern. Do we need an intern? Are we not doing a good job here?
No.
Do we need help?
It's me. It's all about me. I want to become a paladin, and my supervisors figured the best way I could learn was to actually see what you guys do. But I've read everything about what you guys do, or I guess what you do. I know things that you guys all do, but I want to be like you. And she points at Vereen.
Well, we always could use another good woman. Yes. I'm sorry, I am Grim Fifth Wheel.
Hello.
Grim just kind of holds her hand out like halfway and makes her come towards her to shake it.
Marilla does not even like notice that she's being made to go. She just eagerly walks up and shakes Grim's hand.
Yes, you're very strong. I love it.
Shay gives you a squinty look and walks up and kind of like bows to you awkwardly. Hello, I'm Shay. I I'm kind of the book person around here, you know. So if you have any questions for me, let me know. But anything you need to know, that's kind of like my department, you know. CSI, you get it.
Where should I sit?
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh.
Yes, we call it free will over here. So, but if you need to know anything that's in the future, you turn to me. I will help you.
Are you giving out pastry recommendations?
I'm telling you exactly which one you will have. It will be a spiral of some kind. Yes, probably chocolate. Yes.
Grim is especially helpful around meal times.
Yes, I am. It's quite the gift.
Sounds delicious. And Mirella goes over to the pile of pastries. Looking for that specific spiral.
Yeah, exactly. Does somebody want to read the crime reports from around Ravnica?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a very eager one.
Maybe, Vereen, you can show Mirella the reports. Or...
I'm sure Vereen will sort of like motion Mirella over to the crime reports.
Well, we've got Boros, three officers, demon baby. Sounds like not our department. Golgari, mimic mushrooms in a vault.
Ooh, that could be quite tasty.
I'll go.
Tasty or very poisonous. Selesnya, all quiet except for something about a sky swimmer? That can't be right. And Rakdos, well, as usual, just everything is bad at all times.
Do they just run out of reports out of the Rakdos Guild?
Yes, Selesnya told us it wasn't worth the paper.
I could see them saying that.
All right, so after about, 30 minutes into your shift, you are all called into Commander Thrum's office, and this is your big boss. And so you're up on the upper floor, where the general staff population and arresters work, and the evidence room is up there. The main level has two meeting rooms, a commander's office, and a break room. And then on the very lower level is the morgue and a large area to assemble the entire local force. So you're...
I was worried you were going to say to assemble the bodies.
Don't worry, intern. That's only necessary some of the time.
I believe it's the Simic Combine that has to deal with that.
So you're summoned to Commander Thrum's office downstairs. And he's asked for each of you by name, including Mirella.
Really?
All right, intern. Off to a good start.
You kind of usher Mirella before him. How may we serve you, Commander Thrum? Ooh, I'm so sorry. How may we serve you, Commander Thrum?
Hey, thank you. Thank you for coming in. I have a special mission for all of you. Oh, boy. This is a little bit embarrassing. I'm 3 days away from retirement. I'm very much looking forward to it. There's been a little bit of a hitch. I was visiting an old colleague of mine, Arbiter Luda Vey. I don't know if you're familiar with...
She's so famous.
Yeah, she's old.
Yes, I believe she's almost as old as you.
Yeah. Well, luckily, in my culture, we consider age to be really positive. So I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Oh, I did mean it, darling. I meant it.
Oh, good. Fantastic. I saw her at the park. I was heading into work this morning. Very excited about my upcoming retirement and about seeing her. But I lost a very important leather satchel. I'm pretty sure it was stolen. And I need this team to find my satchel. Otherwise, if anyone finds out that it's stolen before my retirement, I'll kind of retire a disgrace.
Would you describe your satchel for us? And Mirella gets her pad of paper out and is like ready to take notes.
Okay, well, a satchel, first of all, it's leather.
Leather.
It's got really important stuff inside of it.
Stuff. Yeah. Got it.
It has an outside, but then it also has an inside. And on the inside is where you can keep things, and that's what I primarily used it for.
Yes, yes, keep things such as?
Mostly secret things that I don't want people to see, because, you know, if they weren't secret, I would just carry them in my hands.
Do you have any idea who may have wanted these secret things?
Almost anybody could have. You know, I actually talked to Ludovey about an old case that we had had involving a goblin gang that had somehow managed to get their hands on a magical item called the Eyes of Charming.
Interesting. And what kind of, you said it was in a park?
Yeah, it was a park.
like a public park, darling, or like a private park?
Oh, you know, it was one of those in-betweeny ones where it's public, but they discourage people from going there.
Oh, I know. I get a little tingle when I always go over the threshold myself.
For the park, it's actually the park where the statue of Agris Kor is.
Mm. Of course, that park.
Was that a joke? Of course. Grim the Centaur steps forward. She's an intern. It's all right. We'll take care of her. Don't worry.
Look, I know that none of you are our best agents.
To the face, yes. Okay.
But why would you ask us? We're here, so we must be your best.
Look, this is very sensitive. If anyone finds out about this, I would be very embarrassed. So I couldn't take our best agents. But don't worry, I also didn't take our worst agents.
Best.
I probably trended towards the bottom, but not the very bottom.
Is this a pep talk, Commander Throne? Because you've done better than this.
I'm 3 days away from retirement. I'm too old for all of this.
I know what you're doing. You're letting them show the newbie. You're letting them teach me, because if it was the top, top people, I'd be super intimidated. But like here, I will be mentored by the best peers ever. Thank you.
Yeah, this is about you, Mirella. That's right.
That's very positive, because it feels like you just picked the people with no friends to tell the secrets to.
Look, whatever stories each of you can hold in your head that helps you get through this process is perfect.
Well, Commander, the story I'd most like to hold is whether or not you've already filed the required paperwork about a missing item.
Oh, you know, I was hoping that we could do this without paperwork. This would be off book, which is why I chose a group that was as close to illiterate as possible.
Now, sir, if I may remind you, and she's already got like 20 sheets of paper in her hand, there are lots of different forms to fill out about, you know, stolen property, property that's been misplaced, and even investigations that you'd like to keep secret. There are proper channels for this kind of thing.
I was really hoping to avoid the secret paperwork, which is surprisingly a lot more complicated than the non-secret paperwork. Look, I can see that you all need a little extra motivation, so I can get you a commendation if you pull this off.
Excellent.
Also, you can have my desk. Not my office, but you can have my desk.
You can, like, take your desk out of it into our office.
Yeah, and we'll all share it.
Yeah, I mean, I have to move this desk out of here when I leave anyway, so I'm really hoping someone
You don't have a man for that?
No, I used to have a phoenix, but not good for woodwork.
And Grim runs a finger along the corner of the desk. We're supposed to split this up four ways.
It's a very big desk.
Oh, right, it would burn very well. All right, I'm convinced.
Vereen just happens to have all the paperwork necessary for like an official commendation, and she sets it all on his desk.
Do you have four copies of that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's got it in so many copies of everything.
Put one copy on each corner of the desk. So you can kind of take the desk and the paperwork with you.
Well, Morella, how does this sound? Sounds hot enough for a newbie, hey?
Yeah, yeah. I'm good at finding things. Books get misplaced all the time in the library, so I think I can help.
Excellent.
All right. Before you head off to the scene of the crime, there's one thing that I'm going to add to the game that has been added to previous plane shift adventures that I've written. So we're going to be using Magic the Gathering cards to help build momentum toward adventure progression and to reward interactive play. So I've put together a table of item cards from the first set of Ravnica. So whenever a player advances an objective, makes an important discovery, or has a good idea, you'll get an item that I'm going to roll for on a table. The only caveat is you can't have more than one item for your character.
Okay.
Cool. So we can share. All right. Sounds great.
All right. So you head to the scene of the crime. It is a small park in Whitestone. There is a 10-foot granite statue that towers above weather-worn tables. And here, games of strategy are being played, some with intense focus, while others seem more interested in holding quiet conversations. What you know of this park is that war veterans come here to gather, but also the seedier part of Ravnica. You'll see mob contacts and spies lingering in the park as well.
Shay is going to look at the group the group minus Morella for this point, and kind of go like usual split. I'll start checking out the scene. You want to talk to some people? Yeah, we good?
Yes, let's show her the ropes.
Morella, you can pick who you want to go with, I guess. But it might be a little more interesting to go with, you know, Vereen and Grim over there. They just a little more fun, more your speed.
Okay. I will go with the paladin. Morella will also reach down. She sees a really nice looking forked stick on the ground. And she's hoping that Commander Thrum, that through his description of the satchel, she can try to use it to locate the object.
Like a divining stick.
Okay. But you see her kind of just waving the forked stick back and forth. It has worked in the library before to find those misplaced books. We'll see.
All right.
So Shay gives you a look like she made the right decision in working alone. rushes off to the bench.
Yes. With DM permission, I would like to actually cast locate object.
Yes.
I don't know if that... Okay.
What are you doing with that stick, darling?
I'm trying to locate the satchel.
All right. Ooh. Tell us how locate object works and how far of a range it has.
It has a range of 1,000 feet. However, mm-hmm. any thickness of lead blocks me, between me and the object, blocks that tracking. But it has to be, I name Commander Thrum's satchel. Mm-hmm. And it has to be familiar with me. However, it really depends on his description of it.
Yeah.
So I hope the details he gave me were good enough, because I don't, it could be any brown satchel. It could be any satchel.
Sure. All right. So what we see is Mirella sort of holding this divining stick and walking around the park with it in front of her, very focused.
Mm-hmm.
And you just do that for a little while.
Yeah. muttering satchel. Satchel. Yeah. Satchel.
Now, the rest of you are going to split apart, and you're going to... I heard that Shay wanted to take a look at the bench.
Yeah. Yep.
And what are the others doing?
Grim would like to check out the statue.
Okay.
Enverine will probably try to herd Mirella along with Grim. To be like, let's move this along here. And also try to, like, find, like, anyone that looks like they look friendly. We'll try to, like, chat with people as they kind of walk around.
All right.
Grim will look for people that are avoiding eye contact as well. And okay.
Which, thankfully, thanks to Mirella, is everybody.
Yes. All right. So after a couple hours in the park, we have Shay first. You get to the table and you actually find that Arbiter Luda Ve, the human arbiter that is the friend of Commander Thrum's. She's still at the table, fast asleep.
Oh, no!
No!
So Shay is going to ignore that she's, like, a person or, like, a living thing and just start investigating around her to really test the limits of this person's will for sleeping.
In the distance, you hear a... Check huskets.
Oh, no. Shay's going to definitely investigate her, but she's going to basically act like she's a mannequin for all intents and purposes, unless she is to wake up. But yeah, she'll start kind of, she just basically wants to do a deep investigation on the bench itself.
Are you trying to not disturb her at the same time?
Not intentionally.
Okay.
That makes sense. So she's not acting like it's a statue. Like, that's not even a living
okay.
person.
Yeah, so you're not doing any stealth or sleight
no,
of hand or
oh,
anything.
No.
Okay.
Can I roll investigation?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be so good. 23.
As thorough as you are in your investigation, you're basically, like, lifting up the hem of her skirt and, you know, you've got, like, a magnifying glass out and all, yep. all the good stuff. You don't find anything that you think is relevant. You see some garbage wrappers, but they're probably days old and just sort of floated over here on the breeze. And because you're not being careful... Luda sort of snorts awake and looks down at you. Oh, dear. What's going on here?
Oh, nothing to see here, ma'am. Just a crime scene investigation with the Whitestone Forest. It's nothing to wake up about.
crime scene? I would have noticed a crime happen. Do you not know who I am?
I would love for you to have noticed a crime happen. You didn't notice a crime happen, actually?
What sort of crime happened here beneath my nose?
Miss Luda Ve, yes?
Yes.
I'm very familiar with you. I am Shay. I work as an investigator. You were here this morning talking to Commander Thrum, and... You really did nothing? You've been here the whole time? Sleeping?
Sleeping? No, I was... Oh, where did he go? She looks...
Has
someone taken off with him?
Kat, about how long has it been since he left?
He called you in about a half hour after your shift, and it was it's probably been about an hour.
About an hour, okay. Ma'am, Commander Thrum is fine. He told me to tell you that he just had to head to work, and he loved your conversation. But his bag, his satchel, was stolen while he was here with you, and I'm just investigating the scene, and that's all I really know. You really don't know anything.
Her eyes go wide. Stolen? Right beneath him? Oh my, that won't do. What if this gets back to Arrestor headquarters?
Well, you know, if you ask me, it's a little bit of a senioritis, you know? You know about retirement, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, my dear. You need to keep this under your hat if you're wearing one.
I'm not. Are you blind?
She squints at you.
Now Shay's like putting her hands like up to her face, like in and out. Like completely invading personal space. Not that she wasn't already.
She swats it away. My dear, you have better things to do. Make sure that that my dear friend is, his reputation isn't ruined by this. 3 days away from retirement. You need to keep this under your hat if yes. You're wearing one.
Oh yes, that again. I'm not. I'm actually not wearing a hat. Should I be wearing a hat? Do I need a hat? And Shay kind of just trails off.
She falls asleep anyway, so.
Great. Perfect.
I need Grim and Vereen to also make a... I need you to make a charisma persuasion check to see if anyone has seen anything.
16.
All right.
5.
All right. Morella, are you also talking to people or are you just wondering?
Yeah. After about 10 minutes, I finally gave up on the searching and started talking to people. Okay. Also, I may have been strongly encouraged by Vereen to put the stick down.
Can I get you to do a charisma persuasion check too?
Yes. That is 20.
All right. Yes. So, Vereen, what you're able to ascertain from one of the park regulars is that they saw an Orzhov enforcer harassing one of the regular traders this morning, and they're able to point surreptitiously towards who that person is. And Morella, you, because you got the 20, you're able to obtain two pieces of information. Mm-hmm. One of the war veterans was feeding a veggie pygmy, and this witness is a little bit miffed about that and asks, isn't that illegal or at least unhealthy for the fungus? And you also find out from another person who kind of just looks around and says, I would talk, but you have to assume every conversation is on the record here. The park is bugged. Literally.
Is this when, like, a bee flies by?
There's a Dimir spy bug somewhere around here. Oh. And those are the three pieces of information that you are able to obtain during your two-hour investigation. So, Marilla, because you got those two pieces of information, you get... A fey brush strider shows up next to you. You can use this beast once as a fey animal, and the stats for it are an elk stat. It is from the card Intrusive Pack Beast.
And so do the information we, everyone shares it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen a real Dimir spy bug before. I've only read about them.
Have you ever seen a spider?
Yes.
Then you've seen one. She like
I don't get
snaps
it.
Her investigation journal closed. It could be an arachnid as well. Anyway, dogs, where would you like to go?
Shay's going to join you also, by the way, from her bench investigation. And obviously let you know that Ludovay knows nothing and is completely unhelpful.
Oh, yeah, Kat, did I find anything by the Agri's statue? Or no?
Can I get you to do an investigation check? Sorry.
Yeah. You see one of her dappled hands go up to Grimm's face and go, I knew about this and such. I brought a portent with me. And that is a 20.
Nice.
All right. You do notice in the shadows is a human. And she seems to be toying with something in her hand and then releases it and it sort of flies off.
Mm.
Grim, because you got a natural 20 to detect the spy under the statue, you pull... the item card that I pulled is an enhanced surveillance card. You get to cast clairvoyance once.
Yes. Oh, God, please make it not food. Just one. Just so she's got a little bit of hope. So once I get back to Mirella and make fun of her bug spider. Yes, that does quite match up with something I saw earlier. A human with a small bug. Who knows what he was doing? Maybe he was feeding it a nice snack, but they let it go. So maybe there are spies here. Maybe should we try talking to that gentleman?
Yeah, we may as well.
Sure. Is he still
All right. You're gonna start with the person under the statue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the hooded figure sees you approaching. And she just says, greetings.
Salutations.
Hello there.
Have you come to give or receive information?
Oh, I'm always good at giving, if you know. I am what I am, and yes, you're having ham for breakfast tomorrow. And Grim looks very pleased with herself and smiles at the rest of her. So now it's your turn, darling. You give me something.
I'm a vegetarian.
Wonderful. Oh, wait. Well, you should double-check your dish tomorrow, just in case. Someone might try to slip it to you while you're not looking.
She nods. I appreciate that. What can I do for you?
Have you seen anything like a gentleman who's done... Or a gentleman's satchel that was taken from him?
She shakes her head. A satchel. You're looking for a satchel.
Yes.
I think I have more important things, more important work than personal loss of property.
Madam, you do not know what is in this satchel, though. It is very important. It could mean very important things, vegetarians. Grim looks like the rest of her crew, like, help me out.
Ma'am, we're here performing an investigation, and it doesn't really matter what the importance of it is. What's important is that we're looking for a satchel, and we're wondering if you have any information.
Well put.
I haven't seen a satchel go missing, but there's been a little bit of activity in the park this morning. the local trader. I noticed he ran off. Nikos, the Orzov enforcer, had a heart-to-heart with him, and Sirislav ran off, and Nikos followed him and came back shortly after. I'm guessing he lost the trail.
And how long ago did that happen?
Oh, I'd say an hour ago.
Now that's some good information. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
She nods.
We hustle butt over to...
I guess we should check out the Orzov Enforcer next.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you see this Loxodon male, very well dressed, just sitting at a table by himself, moving sort of these chess pieces around.
Shay picks up one of the chess pieces and starts like dusting it off and looking at it through a magnifying glass.
Good morning.
He nods over and points over with his hand over at Shay and says, "Is illegal now?"
Just looking for clues. Also, it looks like you're about to lose in a couple moves anyways, so yeah, you don't need this.
Shay, can you see the future too? I knew it. I knew I was being kicked off the force.
I could become the book person.
No.
She picks up one of his knight-shaped pieces, the horse piece, and smashes it on the ground under her hoof.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
I love this unintentional intimidation.
He kind of waves you off with his trunk and says, "You take hissy fits elsewhere."
How dare you, sir?
All I hear is hiss.
Vereen will like put one of her large arms in front of Grim to try to like separate her from this guy. Excuse me, sir. She's had a rough morning. Not enough pastries. You know how it is.
Yes, horse need sugar. Yes.
Yeah, the classic not enough sugar for the horse issue here.
If someone mentions cubes, I am through the roof.
If it look like horse, if it move like horse, it horse.
We're just wondering, we heard there is a little bit of a scuffle between you and a trader this morning.
Oh, is that right? And who has a mouth to say such things?
Well, we've heard it from a couple of people now, and we are just hoping to hear your side of it.
My side? I have eyes on own business, you have eyes on yours. We all happy this way, yes?
Yes, but we're also trying to make Ravnica better.
So, same with Orzov.
Right, we have the same goals, so doesn't it make sense for us to work together?
Business is business. You have police business. I have other business. Church business.
Grim reaches over, says, "I'm sorry, my good man. I didn't mean to get so upset." And she kind of like caresses the back of his spine. "Now, please, if you have any information," and she casts cause fear. So that he sort of like senses his mortality and like will maybe help them out.
Okay. What does he have to do?
He has to make a wisdom saving throw or be frightened.
Wisdom is not his strong point.
I'm really sorry about that.
He got a 16.
Well, jeez. Great. She just pats him on the shoulder. It's all in the past. But wouldn't you like a little information exchange? Some from us now, or some from you now, and some from us later?
Azorius, Orzov, never to meet, yeah?
That's right. You could be the first.
He sort of arches an eyebrow over at you and then looks over at the other Loxodon and, you know, juts his head over at her and sort of says, this one, no understand, Loxodon loyalty, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot to... She's just trying to do what she thinks is best. I understand that you're loyal to Orzov, and we're just trying to make sure that everything is good for everyone. You don't need to say anything to that anyone from Orzov wouldn't want you to say. We're just trying to keep this park safe. If there's a traitor up to no good, you maybe helped us out by chasing them off. We just want to know what was going on.
And Shay pipes in because she's really bad at interrogating. And she says, and also, like, we're not even supposed to be here. This is kind of like a hush-hush kind of thing. So, like, you know.
Excuse me. she gets stamped on the foot. And, like, what? A little what? Swish of a braided tail hits her in the face. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was a bee.
he sort of nods over at you and says, very interesting. Maybe you help the trader. He's one called Sirislav Wenslov. He managed to slip away like rat. Maybe you find him. Maybe you tell Nikos where to find him. Yeah?
Which direction did he slip? Toward?
I lost him in 6th District. Precinct 6.
Excellent.
And did he have anything with him when he slipped away? Perhaps a bag? Or one might call it a satchel?
Satchel, no. He was empty-handed. You tell Nikos, though. Yeah?
Yes, thank you.
Certainly, if we find any sign of him, we'll let you know that we've seen him.
This is good business.
And we shake on it.
Just kind of glancing around, does he have a satchel or anything sitting near him? No, while we're standing here?
Does he have a belly? And doesn't look
satchel shaped.
He's have, wearing like, corners? A very nice suit, and it's very well fitted to his Loxodon form.
Okay. No satchels here.
No satchel. Yeah. All right. So we thank him, and then we walk over to the veteran.
All right. You walk over to this veteran's table that the witnesses had sort of pointed to, and you see a Minotaur, clearly a veteran from the Boros Legion, and she is playing a game of chess with a colleague.
Good morning, friends. How's this fine day treating you?
Good. Can we help you with something?
Well, we received some reports that someone was out here feeding some veggie pygmies, and we're not here to get anyone in trouble, but we do want to find out, just get to the bottom of this. You know anything about that?
Not illegal last time I looked up the laws on it. Some nosy neighbor around here doesn't like us feeding veggie pygmies. I've never seen one before.
Well, they're quite cute. And yes. Grim looks at the group, we could look the other way if perhaps you saw a satchel snatcher earlier today. Or had any information on possibly a thief on the loose?
She stands up and reiterates, I didn't do anything illegal.
Oh, of course not, ma'am. We're not here to do anything to you. In fact, we're here just to make sure this park is safe. We're just wondering if you've seen anything out of the ordinary, seen anyone around who shouldn't have been doing things. We're just trying to keep things in order here.
Yeah, you like satchels, right? Do you have a satchel? Have you ever had a satchel before?
Somebody make a persuasion check.
Nope. I could.
12.
There you go.
There you go. That's something.
Mm. Yeah, not great.
Anybody else? Nope.
That was better than I rolled. I rolled a 9.
19.
All right, so Shay.
Ooh, I'm on my satchel game. Let's do it.
Yeah, satchel. All this talk of satchel and this captain, she nods and she's like, yeah, satchel. Well, the only one I saw this morning was on the veggie pygmy.
Oh.
Where did it go?
Did it look like it belonged to the veggie pygmy? Like it bought it at a store or something?
Was it monogrammed?
She shrugs. She's like, it was literally my first time seeing a veggie pygmy. I don't know if they usually carry satchels.
So you're saying it could have been born smart. With a satchel? It looked pretty smart?
Pretty smart, yes.
Smart like fancy or smart like intelligent?
Oh my good lord, we don't have communication skills.
I had that same question.
Wasn't a much of a talker. It just like made cute little hisses.
Oh, I've always wanted to see one.
Same here.
Can you tell us which direction it went?
I didn't pay much attention, but veggie pygmies aren't they usually underground?
Yes, that's the thing I know.
Right, yeah, nature roll? Nature roll? Sure.
The librarian will do a nature roll.
Yeah, you could also do a survival check to see if you could do some tracking or find more information about veggie pygmies.
I got a 16 on survival, so.
Okay. And got a 17 on nature.
All right, so combined, you're able to determine that veggie pygmies are typically aligned with the Golgari, and you know that they are also in the in Precinct 6 underground.
Interesting. All signs seem to point us to the 6th district.
Yep.
Let us make haste there, ladies. Excuse me. Officers.
Officers and interns is, I think, what you meant.
Officer in training. She's got a fake badge on.
Vereen will very carefully like set her gigantic hand on Morella's shoulder and say, you're doing really well.
Thank you. And thank you. Thank you, ma'am, for your time this morning and for your service to Ravnica, she says to the Minotaur.
She nods, wish you well, and sits down and starts up her game again. So you have spent 2 hours at the park with a couple leads now. It will take you probably around 45 minutes to get to Precinct 6. When you do get there, you find yourself in a very hard scrabble sort of neighborhood. It's also like a very bustling market area. It's the hub of activity no matter what time of day you get there, filled with shops, entertainment, restaurants. Can I get everyone to do a perception check?
Mm-hmm. 18 for Morella.
22.
10. Nice. 10 for Shay.
It, Would this perception by any chance rely on smell? Because that gives me advantage.
No, not in this case.
Okay, then a 10.
Okay, so Grim and Mirella, you notice out of the corner of your eye, there are some goblins that you know are probably gang members, just sort of paying very close attention to the Azorius presence on the streets all of a sudden.
Hello, darlings. Grim gives them a little wave. We're just hanging out. We're looking for the good food.
They pretend that they were looking at something else. They just drop eye contact and just start looking at the pavement.
Mirella kind of wraps her cloak around herself a little tighter, just kind of like looking at the goblins and looking at Grim, and keeps on walking.
Is there a way for us to know, like, if there's like a garden area or like a good underground entrance to get to, to like look for veggie pygmies?
Or is there a sewer manhole cover? Or Loxodon hole cover?
Yeah.
Or zombie hole cover?
Or Loxodon hole cover. That'd be really convenient.
You would know that the Dead Bridge Chasm is here. And that is the entrance to the Golgari territory.
Is it by chance like have stepping like stone like stairs that go down?
Yes.
Or is it like an uncomfortable ladder situation? Okay.
We'll see here.
Yeah, because we'll be in trouble.
There are steps. Is that where you want to head?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we can head there, and Vereen will be keeping an eye on those goblins to see if they're like following or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the goblins sort of just fall back. And they keep an eye on you, but since you're going in another direction, they seem to just leave you be.
Cool. Grim's also got like a silver quarterstaff that she's like twirling around in her fingers like a baton. So just to show off that she's got a little bit of muscle, the slightest flick of skin moving. And you know what, Mirella? If I take off the top, it's a kaleidoscope.
Really?
I'll show you on a government-mandated break.
All right. So you head to Deadridge Chasm. It is it's basically this giant gaping opening in the ground in Precinct 6. There are some mossy steps that lead down into Golgari territory. And here the walls are sort of lined with these fungal blooms. Yeah, and so you head down. Are you taking any precautions whatsoever?
No, Shay's touching everything and collecting million samples.
Mirella, she gets out her pen and she casts light on the end of it.
Okay.
Grim pulls out like a little silver face mask. I can't breathe in it, darlings. It's going to be disgusting. But it's also like probably pooped at some point while just walking.
Yes.
The Golgari love it.
Yes,
free
exactly.
Fertilizer. You're welcome.
I was gonna say it really just smells like mold down here, which is honestly what the deep shelves of the library smell like. So I'm quite used to this.
So you go further deep, you're passing by these fungal hedgerows and head deeper into what's known as the Maze of Decay when a voice calls out, "Halt! Who goes there?"
It's your pizza delivery girls!
What you hear is just some scrabbling noise from the ceiling. And if you were to look above, you would see a hanging keep on the ceiling. And this insectoid guard comes scrabbling down the wall towards you.
Grim looks at Shay. Well, what was your plan?
She looks at it through her magnifying glass.
She gets real close so that all you see is like the hairs on his face. And he says, "Only authorized visitors are allowed here."
Grim pulls out a piece of paper and casts illusory script on it. Hangs it in front of him.
Nice.
My darling, we are part of Ravnica's Lost and Found Guild. And, not guild, I'm sorry, department. And we are tracing something that might have been flushed, if you know what I mean. But anyway, yeah. We have full allowance and security briefings. Nope, that's a word. No door will be unlocked in our presence. And she kind of like fans the piece of paper in front of him.
He'll take it into his hand. It looks by all means authentic, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So he takes
unless
it from
he's got, oh, sorry, unless he has true sight.
Okay. He takes a look at it and squints over at all of you, this ragtag group, and he hands it back and says, "My apologies. Can never be too safe these days. I suppose you'll be looking for a Golgari find broker then. Savraya is down this way."
Thank you for your assistance.
And he brings you further into Golgari territory. Eventually, you make your way into a little mossy chamber, and you see an elf woman there with a veggie pygmy.
Does the veggie pygmy have a satchel?
It's so cute!
So the woman says she looks surprised when she sees the crawl soldier there, and she says, "Corporal Briz, what do I owe this pleasure?" He says, "These Azorius arresters are here looking from the Department of Lost and Found. All their paperwork is in order. I need to head back and mind the entrance." He sort of salutes her, and then he takes it back and then wanders off, scuttles off. Department of Lost and Found, hey?
Yes, we have a very, very fun sports team called the Lost and Seekers. You'll have to catch a game.
You lose it, we find it.
Every time. She kind of like fake punches him in the shoulder. Hey, bucko.
What have you lost?
Something very dear to us. And she sort of gestures to the like gems and trinkets in her hair. Kind of like maybe it was one of those.
We don't deal in those sorts of things. We gather the past from surface dwellers and sell it back to them.
Twice the price. It's very nice, isn't it?
It's good business.
I agree.
How do you go about gathering these things, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, we make trades with surface dwellers. We just made a trade this morning, of course.
And what was that trade for?
Well, it was an important package that Kansu, my veggie pygmy here, picked up. And he lets out a little hiss.
So they're sort of trained.
Oh, yes. As far as we're concerned, the deal was on the up and up. Buyer was prearranged to sell one of the items in the satchel, and, well, we have another buyer coming for it. Shortly, actually. So if we could tie up this business, that would be rather nice.
Shay will wants to cast locate object.
Do we all have that spell? I've got it too.
I don't have it.
We're detectives, so
that's true. It's a very good
proper planning.
Yeah.
And I assume I have seen this satchel before, so it should work pretty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Shay, you cast locate object and you sense that it is in this room.
Oh. And that's just maybe the bag itself. I don't know about the contents.
Yes. Inside. Yeah.
What all have you sold from the satchel so far?
Oh, nothing. The buyer just wanted the contents of the bag. But he is coming shortly, so could we move this along? I do have business to do. And as I said, the deal was on the up and up.
Who exactly made this deal?
She is going to insist that you ask your questions after the deal is done. The buyer is coming any second now. I really need you to leave the premises, or at least leave me to this business transaction. And I can answer your questions after.
That's fine. That's fine. She pats him on the shoulder and like traces a little shape. It'll be wonderful. I know you'll do a great job. And she is casting clairvoyance on him so that they can hear the deal.
Okay.
Or would you guys rather see it?
Yeah, I feel like we need to see.
Yeah, we need to see who it is. Yeah, and match a voice and like make Cat work for it. Okay, she's casting clairvoyance on him and so that they can see what's happening from around
okay.
the corner.
She's okay.
putting a spyglass, basically. Okay.
Okay. All right, so you all hide off around the corner.
Yeah.
And so what you see is a few minutes later, the buyer comes in. And it is this figure that has chains draped around it with ghostly black robes and a hood to hide its face. There is a conversation that happens, and you never see the face of this ghostly figure. Savraya, the fine broker, the elf, she pulls out of the satchel. It looks like somebody's brown bag lunch, and hands it over to the buyer.
Grim just remembered, as an action, as if we were playing, though, she can switch between seeing and hearing.
Okay.
So now that they've confirmed it's a brown, the satchel, she does a reverse little circle in front of her.
Okay.
I'm turning up the volume, ladies. And so the picture dims, and then now they can hear the voices.
All right. And so you're at the end of the transaction, and Savraya says, it was good doing business with you. And the figure says, oh, thank goodness, this is my last job and I'll be free. And then he sort of turns off and sort of in this ghostly way, just like spirits out of the room.
As the creature is leaving, Vereen will turn to her partners and say, hey, should we stop that
yes.
from happening?
Yes, let's go.
So as they like come around the corner from wherever they were, Vereen's going to like sort of reach out and kind of like twist her hand and pull back. That figure needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
I guess she also probably could have just been like, hey, stop. See, stop.
The figure only got a 6.
Okay, so its speed is reduced to 0 and it's frightened.
Okay.
Ooh, excellent.
This is a weird situation because its speed is 0.
Oh,
what?
It only flies, so... Okay, let's say it fails it and it's going to stop. And it just sort of takes you all in. You can't really see its face because it is just a spirit. It's got these chains rattling around its neck. And he says, oh, no. Look, I'm just the middleman trying to pay off my debts. Please don't make any more trouble for me. This is literally my last job before I'm free.
Everyone's about to retire. Yeah. Tell me, ask him if he's got a girl back at home. Grim points at him with one finger and says, come to Grim, be a dear, and casts a true strike on him. So I can, I'm given a brief insight into his defenses.
Well, he is a spirit, so he has...
I knew that, nothing physical. Oh, Jen.
Yeah, he is resistant to acid, fire, lightning, thunder, bludgeoning, piercing, slashing.
All right, cool move, I wasted, okay. Go on. All right, we're done.
Cold, necrotic, poison are damage immunities.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then condition immunities are charmed, exhaustion, frightened, grappled, paralyzed, petrified, poison prone, and restrained.
So basically light hurts him is what I just heard. Okay.
Why are you stealing this lunch bag? What's going on here?
You see his hood sort of like look down at the lunch bag and then look up at you and, oh, no, 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 I'm not stealing it. This was paid for.
Well, the bag was stolen, and then now you're buying stolen goods. So who are you buying it for?
Oh, it had to be too good to be true. I can't say. Look, I'm just doing my job. I didn't know this was stolen.
Vereen believes him and immediately feels sorry for him.
Yes. And in the game of feelings, she has won.
What? Can we see what's in the bag?
Sure, but I have to tell you, if I don't get back outside, we're going to all be in trouble. So he hands over the bag.
Mirella opens it up.
You open the bag and you find a sandwich.
Okay.
I knew it.
Did you, Grim? Did you? Because you didn't. You had one job here.
Hey, she has never let us down about food before.
I said it would be sandwiched between rye.
Merle, is it rye?
It is.
Thank you, Mirella, for your enthusiasm.
I think we should give this back to the gentleman and then go figure out what's in the rest of the satchel. Because I don't think the sandwich missing is going to be an issue.
Take a closer look at what's between the rye.
As you're like peering into the lunch bag, how about you all make a perception check?
I smell bologna.
Oh yeah, is there smelling on this one?
Oh no, it's a newest scent I got from the Rectus.
17 for Mirella.
Dang. 10 for Grim.
5 for Shay.
10 for Vereen, unless she can smell and has advantage.
It is a sandwich.
Well, for the sandwich, you can definitely tell. You can get advantage.
Yes. Oh, dang. It's a 10.
All right, so Mirella, you notice as everyone is investigating the sandwich that on the brown paper bag itself, there is a series of numbers and below it a rune.
Oh. Do I recognize the rune? I work in a library, and I comprehend many languages.
I would need you to make an investigation check, or no. Let's do an investigation check.
Okay. That is going to be 15.
You got it. So even though you haven't actually seen this in real life, you have read about the combinations that are used in evidence locker rooms. And you think that this is the number is the combination and the rune might be a special passcode from a higher up to open a locker.
What if I just gave you the sandwich?
Oh, I don't know. They bought the whole package, didn't they? Please don't make me get in more trouble. I've been at this for like 100 years.
Okay,
oh, darling.
We're gonna help you. Mirella gets out her pen, casts illusory script, and like after having copied down the numbers normally with regular pen, she like changes two of the numbers. So she changes like a 6 into an 8. Mm-hmm. And
nice,
and like a 3 into an 8 or something, and
yes.
Maybe adds a couple extra little flares on the rune, mm-hmm. and then hands it back to the ghost. I think you should be able to give this to them and fulfill your debt, and they'll be none the wiser.
Oh, thank you so much. I thought I was going to have to do another 100 years.
Oh, God, no. Although, if that happens, I'd love to sit down and chat with you about your history knowledge, because I'm sure it would just, like, fill up so many libraries with that. But that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're going to get out of here. It's going to be great.
Vereen just, like, places herself between Morella and the ghost and kind of, like, scooches Morella back to kind of, like, all right, I think you should get going.
Yes, please, before they come down here. Thanks again. And he just sort of floats up and away. So now you have the real piece of paper. Mm-hmm. No sandwich and no satchel.
I mean, we could go back for the satchel if we really need to.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, we might as well.
We here,
go back for the satchel.
Yeah, we're here for the satchel.
His name is probably written on it inside, too, so...
So if you go into back into the little area where the veggie pygmy and elf were, they will want to sell the satchel, of course, because that is what they do. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do about that?
Barter.
Yeah, I don't have anything on their person.
I mean, I've got money. Does that work here?
Vereen's gonna get out just like a bunch of paperwork from one of her pockets and hold up a pen and say, "Well, we're definitely not gonna purchase that from you since it was stolen, but we will take some time to fill out this paperwork so you can tell us exactly how you came into possession of this stolen item and then how exactly you set up the process of finding a buyer for these stolen goods."
Do you want to do an intimidation check?
I would love to. Hold on, I think I might have advantage on that. I sure hope so.
I'll give you advantage. I want to help. I cross my arms and start looking real tough.
I was going to say that I was whistling a tune and I give you bardic inspiration.
Ooh, nice.
Maybe I just rear up a couple times because I'm getting tired. Kind of kick my four legs around.
So you get
I got a 19.
All right. So Savraya says, all right. As far as I know, it was on the up and up, but... if you're going to make trouble for us and steal this away from me, then that's your prerogative. Don't think I'm not going to let the higher-ups know that you've come around here and stolen property from a legal business venture.
Well, now, according to this here paperwork, and Vereen, like, snaps, like, whips up a sheet of paper that has, like, acquisition or, like, reacquisition or something in the title... we're reacquiring this since it was stolen in the first place, and we're only taking it back to its rightful owner. And she's just going to keep, like, flipping through this paperwork that, like, it's more paperwork than any one person should have on them at any time. And it's just, like, looking through all these sheets to, and, like, describing it as she goes through for, like, all of the things that she could, like, charge this elf with for being in possession of this stolen satchel.
Like I said, go take it. But don't think this isn't going to go up to the higher ups in Golgari here. This is my livelihood. And the little veggie pygmy comes over, and sort of looks at the paper and tries eating a corner.
Well, why don't you tell us why you think this is on the up and up? Who arranged this? Because I can assure you, this satchel was stolen.
And yes, while we cannot possibly pay for reacquiring items. Grim pulls out just 2 gold pieces from her silver pouch. We are happy to pay you for your time.
A finder's fee.
She nods and takes the coins and says there was a buyer who was prearranged to sell one of the items in the satchel. And I suppose, yes, I was making extra cash off the satchel. Go ahead, take it. Take your paperwork, unless you want to feed it to Kansu.
It's quite cute.
Can you tell us who this buyer was?
Yes, you didn't really inform us of anything.
The buyer never let me know any information. The communication was by paper, which Kansu has since eaten.
Classic Kansu.
He just lets out a little hiss, and you kind of see him, like, shrug in a little plant-like way. The deal was done on the through letters, which Kansu has since eaten. But I do suspect it was someone in the Lie of Column. I think it was an inside job.
Oh.
Interesting.
Quite.
All right. If you're done here, do you want to head back to headquarters?
Yep.
Indeed. Sounds like a great plan.
Do you want to go to the evidence room first, or do you want to go to a commander's room first?
I think the inside job thing is leading me towards the evidence room.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Investigate a little more.
Yes. Okay. I get to finally see the evidence room. Oh my gosh.
So you head upstairs, and it's, what is it, about 4 hours since you were assigned this job. You head in, head upstairs to the evidence room. Who would like to enter the code?
Intern, do you want to do the honors?
Okay. Get out.
Grim takes a step back.
All right, so you punch
Marella in. Doesn't notice anything.
You punch in the code and put in the runic symbol, and the evidence locker opens. You see a tag that that tags the item as it's from an old case involving a goblin gang. and there is one piece of evidence in here, and it's called, you pick it up, and they're crystal lenses.
Pretty. Are these from your kaleidoscope, Grim?
I mean, they could be. My focus is in my kaleidoscope, and it is a crystal, so yes. Just be careful not to drop it.
I won't. Do you guys know what these are from?
Can
why
Shay,
these would be here?
Can Shay investigate the lenses?
Yes. Yes.
21.
You know that these are nice. Eyes of Charming, and they have, they're crystal lenses that fit over the eyes. They have three charges. You know that while wearing them, you can expend a charge to cast the Charm Person spell. You also feel that, you also seem to recall that it's a magical item that the Orzovs are interested in.
Yes, yes. Glasses being found charming. It's a new one. I love it. The nerds do win.
Does anyone know more about that goblin case that the commander of the throne was talking about? Is anyone around?
I wasn't around, but I've read every case.
Do a history check.
Yeah.
Maybe not that one. 12.
Wait. This is perfect use for my latest invention. Do you want to see it? Does anyone want to see it? You all want to see it. I can tell
yes,
by the looks
get
on
to
your
it.
Faces.
Oh, my God.
Morelli, you are in for a treat. I stayed up all night putting the finishing touches on this. And Shay pulls out a book that's a little more modern looking than everyone is used to, probably. And she pulls it. She basically opens the cover, pulls out a pen or writing implement, and jots down like a couple notes on the goblin entry. You see, I just, I write in here, and the book will look for this information anywhere that I might have read it or seen it or ever heard it before, and put more information that I can't possibly remember right in the book. It's, yeah, it's pretty amazing. It
does amazing.
Always work. Basically
golly.
I made this thing up.
Yeah. So, and with that, I need you to roll a d20.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll and hope that it's, I don't know, I don't even know what the parameters are at this point. 14.
14. Yep. So you get a positive read on the information. All the information that Marella has informed you of is correct. It is a much older case. You do note that the arresters that were involved in the case were Commander Thrum and Arbiter Ludovay.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones that were discussing it.
Are there any details about the investigation? Any sort of evidence that was the nail in the proverbial coffin?
I mean, I assume these glasses thingies?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
So here's an idea. What if we just, like, you know, how, like, police, they do stakeouts, and we kind of just, like, hang out, eat snacks, have some croissants, and, you know, just, like, wait for someone to show up here with the bag code thing and see who shows up.
A stakeout? That's an excellent idea. And Rena will just start digging into her pockets and pull out just like 20 sheets of paper and start filling out. And she's going to push them to you and to everyone and be like, here are all of the requisite forms to schedule a stakeout. And while we're at it, we should go ahead and fill out the forms that we haven't so far, just to update our investigation. And she's going to push just more forms.
Yeah. Shay's going to take all the papers and say, you know what? I think this would be a great learning exercise for our intern. And is just going to push the papers over.
What an excellent idea.
All right. So you make arrangements for the stakeout before your shift ends. The rest of the department seems to catch word of it, because before too long, the entire floor clears out. Each of you hides behind cabinets or beneath desks, waiting for the culprit to finally show up. Eventually, the door to the office opens. You hear the padding of footsteps across the floor, and then the evidence room door opened. Someone attempts to enter a code. And a voice booms in response. Unauthorized access. That's the phrase you've been waiting for. You all charge into the room and catch the thief red-handed. It's none other than Arbiter Luda Vey. I suppose you think you're all rather clever, don't you? You put the Arbiter in shackles and escort her downstairs toward Commander Thrum's office. But on your way past the break room, you see him in the midst of a retirement party. In fact, all your colleagues are gathered there with streamers and a cake. Your eyes meet his as you slow your pace, and then the commander strides over.
Luda. Luda Vey. I can't believe you betrayed me like this.
Speaking of betrayal, can we see a party going on behind him?
I'm sorry I didn't invite you to the retirement party. A lot of other people in the department are uncomfortable around you. If it were up to me, I would have invited you, but...
I imagine Luda Vey is, like, wanting to get out of here. Like, we're just, like, making her miserable, even though she's going to jail.
She'll just say... Well, I was quite in debt to the Orzovs. Nothing personal. She just sort of shuns her face away.
You know, you can say nothing personal, but I still do kind of take it personally.
Well, you always were a bit of a softie, weren't you?
Yeah, but I'm going to start exercising after my retirement.
Luda Vey, if you were nice, he might have even visited you weekly in jail instead of in the park. We'll make sure he never knows where.
Well, his conversations put me to sleep.
All right.
And with that, she harumphs and leaves you to escort her away for booking and processing. Later, you reconvene in Commander Thrum's office, where you find him relaxing behind his desk. You do notice now that he has various scraps of paper on his desk that... seem stained with food and straightened out after having been crumpled at some point. Some of the notes seem like they might be really mundane things, while others look like they might actually be important.
Some of them are secrets that could just ruin whole divisions.
Grimm's tail sweeps like 3 stickies off his desk.
Rain replaces those stickies with some more paperwork. It's like, sir, this is, you're going to need to fill these things out about all this, this confidential information you've got.
It might be easier just to burn the whole room down. just consider that. Just
there,
all I'm saying.
There are proper channels. Yeah,
just, but, you know, sometimes it's not worth it. That's all I'm saying. It's fine.
Look, I would like to say that I really do appreciate you finding my satchel. And as I promised, I have your commendations here on each corner of the desk. I was kind of busy this morning, so I kind of wrote a bunch of embarrassing personal details about myself on each of these. So I just was running out of scratch paper. So if you could kind of keep those under your hat, I would really appreciate it.
Mine just says wet sponge.
Your laughter carries throughout Arrestor headquarters. Situated on the far side of the complex, the prison in Precinct 2 sits on the upper level above the courthouse. Two staircases lead up from the plaza outside, terminating at a landing guarded by archers. Beyond the secure entrance, a narrow corridor is closed off by several doors that lead to prison cells, with the general population to the left and high security to the right. It's in the high security area within a solitary confinement cell that Arbiter Luda Vey sits. With her back facing the door, all anyone can hear from within the cell is the sound of her snoring. Hey everyone, this is Kat again. Thanks so much for listening. We had a whole lot of fun playing in the world of Ravnica, and we hope you enjoyed this special one-shot. We want to send a very warm thank you to Arnie Niekamp for taking the time out of his schedule to make a guest appearance as Commander Thrum. We're huge fans of the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern, which you should totally check out. If you liked what you heard here, you can also find D20 Dames at d20dames.com or anywhere where podcasts are found. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middlescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.
Look, this lunch is much more important to me than this desk ever was. My grandmother made this lunch for me when I first entered the academy, and I had been saving it for exactly 3 days before I retire.
Oh, the traditional third to last day lunch. Yes, that's very traditional in Loxton culture, actually. I've heard that.
Is that what this pain in my gut is?
It's very, very old. I can't imagine that anyone without my kind of stomach could really survive eating that food, honestly.